This evening, an all-star jazz concert with Chick Corea, Roy Haynes, Miroslav Vitos, the Stan Getz Quartet, Dizzy Gillespie, and presenting John Faddis and Diane Schur, introduced by Itzhak Perlman.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Nancy Reagan.
Thank you. And welcome once again to the White House. Unfortunately, my husband can't be with us tonight. Very disappointing for him because he would have especially enjoyed this concert. It's music that's uniquely American. But he's on his way back from Latin America and he won't get in until later this evening. In past seasons, we've celebrated young artists performing the work of old masters like Mozart and Beethoven, and through songs and dances that had their roots in European culture. But today, with this all-star jazz program, we turn to America's most original contribution to the world of music. Since it emerged at the turn of the century into American life, the appeal of jazz has been worldwide and an exciting influence on all types of music, from pop to 20th century concert classics. No one can really pinpoint its origins, but it developed in the South. Jazz grew out of the blues and the Negro spiritual and music for banjo and brass band. New Orleans was its cradle and ragtime and Dixieland its parents. Its variety is amazing. Boogie-woogie, swing, bebop, the big band. It can be hot or cool or brimming with soul, humor, sadness. Whatever form it takes, it remains the beginning of serious American music, as vital and meaningful today as ever before. We're going to hear from four generations of jazz players this evening, each doing their own thing in their own special way. And here to introduce you is our Master of Ceremonies, Itzhak Perlman.
Thank you, Mrs. Reagan. I love jazz, and whenever I say so, I'm always surprised that it causes some raised eyebrows. It is considered a popular form, and I play what is called serious music. And yet some of the great composers, from Mozart to Bartok, were greatly inspired by folk music. And in our own century, jazz has been an important element for composers like Ravel and Stravinsky. I've been a classical musician all my life, always having to follow directions and orders from the printed page. So my opportunities to be really creative are limited to the interpretation I bring to a work. So for this reason, I've always been a little jealous of jazz players who have the freedom to improvise. Imagine never, ever playing the same phrase the same way twice. To me, that's really creativity. Jazz has always thrived on the talents of the young. And the tradition of learning by playing stretches back as far as jazz itself. Dizzy Gillespie got his first big break at 18 when he replaced his idol, Roy Eldridge, as trumpet player with the Teddy Hill Band. And at 16, Stan Getz was taken on as a sideman by Jack Teagarden. Later, when he had his own group, Stan gave Chick Corea a helping hand. The tradition continues today, for Dizzy and Stan have brought with them two young performers who are a promising part of jazz's newest generation, singer Diane Shore and trumpeter John Faddis. We'll be hearing from them shortly, but to start the ball rolling, here are Dizzy and Stan with Chick, Roy Haynes, and Miroslav Vitos in Grooving High. tell me, I know that a lot of people need terminology for music sometimes, and I was wondering, you know, you guys played now this thing, Grooving High. Can you give me a term? What kind of jazz is it? I mean, is it middle period, early period? I mean, or is there such a thing?
It's early Renaissance period.
Very good. Well said.
It came from the 40s, after swing music. Mm-hmm. Then came bebop, I think they call it, or rebop, or just plain bop.
I see.
And
what, for a layman's ear, be
you're
different?
I'm
a layman. When it comes to this, I'm a layman. Between the bebop and the cool school, what is it, a very subtle thing that you can't really describe?
Yeah, you can. Bebop was during the war years when life was frenetic, mm-hmm. so was music. And then the aversion to that frenetic period came after bebop and was called the cool school. Everything mm-hmm. was understated, mm-hmm. underplayed. Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to ask you something. You and Stan have gone way back when you started. Tell us how you started.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm a student of Stan. When I came to work with Stan and with Roy, it was the first time that I had had a chance to be in such a working with such disciplined musicians, mm-hmm. and so I learned from them a lot.
So, in other words, going to school in the jazz field is basically going after somebody that you really admire and just getting all you can soak in. Is that that basically
working
it?
With them and getting to see how it's done.
That's terrific. I wish it was like this in all sorts of music.
And yet, Chick, I think, was one of the fine, if not the finest musician that ever came out of any of the bands that I put together in the past.
Well, I can hear that. Yeah. Listen, I'm so glad that you two are together today.
Okay, well, we're going to continue now with some trio music. We're going to do kind of a medley of pieces. The first of which is an improvisation that we just make up on the spot. This doesn't have any structure at all. The second part is going to be our rendition of an old standard song called Autumn Leaves. And then after that, we're going to play a little fast piece composed by who I consider to be one of the sort of classic composers of jazz, Thelonious Monk. And the piece is called Rhythm and Ink. Thank you.
generations of jazz players, and I understand there is a fourth generation here. Can you please tell us something about the representative of that generation?
This is a young girl in her 20s. I first heard her in Monterey 3 years ago, and she came up on the stage impromptu, and 7,000 people loved her very much. She's going to do one of her own compositions and another. This is Diane Schur.
This first tune is entitled Life Goes On, which I wrote when I was 16, and I'd like to dedicate to Dad. Thank you. One more to go. When you're down every time.
makes you feel alive. Yes, I believe that love can conquer all. Love conquers all. There is nothing else that makes a man give gladly part of himself to someone who's in need. Yes, I can see that love can conquer all. I'm talking about hate, despair, loneliness. I'm talking about losing, having your back against the wall. When there's nothing to turn to, when you're drowning in doubt, open up like a flower, let the love in. And you will know the everlasting truth behind the words that love can conquer. Love can conquer. Love can conquer.
Thank you, Diane. I'd like to introduce my current quartet. They're all excellent musicians. First of all, playing piano is Jim McNeely. On bass is Mark Johnson. And our drummer is Adam Nussbaum. We're going to play on the up and up. Thank you.
Dizzy Gillespie is one of the giants of jazz, who, along with Charlie Parker, developed a kind of music that became known as bebop. He has also experimented with many different styles to get his message across to audiences around the world. And the mark he has left on music is indelible. Dizzy. Well, I understand that, you know, throughout your career you've introduced a lot of young people around, and I hear that today you have such a person who is a trumpeter who is, I hear you think is terrific. So yes. Please tell us something about him.
Well, this young man I heard first when he was about 14, I guess, in San Francisco. And he was, at that time, he was big for his age. Because he was up here at that time in 14, and his mother brought him to hear me play, and it seems that he had been collecting my records for as long as he'd been playing. Mm-hmm. And then I let him sit in, because I let him sit in, it was against the law. I shouldn't say that in the White House. But I let him sit in, and I was very impressed with his playing. And then we became friends. He came to New York. Now he's one of the top trumpeters in New York now. And I just like to say that I'm very proud of him, and that was the reason I asked him to come. And his name is John Faddis. We're going to play another composition of mine now. This one has a little story. This West Indian girl was very lonely in New York City at one time, and she didn't know anyone. So she was walking up 125th Street, which is the Mecca for us. And she heard this rhythm going. And she stopped. So the name of the tune is "And Then She Stopped." And this is the rhythm. boom, ding, boom, da doo doo, boom, ah, boom, ah, chicka boom, boom. You got it, da boom, ding, any time you want it. Thank you.
Wait. So far you've had a lot of fun here, and I'm just sitting here talking and sitting down and talking. Can I hit something with you?
I'll get it for you.
Can we do something together?
I'll get it.
Okay, let's do something together. I think you'll recognize it.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton. Hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Join us next Monday night at 8 for the first episode of Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy with Alec Guinness. The 10 o'clock news of Christopher Lydon is coming up next.